music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. This is the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hi, it's Kelly, and welcome to the show. This week, we are very excited to welcome Isaac, Taylor, and Zach, better known as Hanson, as they celebrate 25 years in the music industry with a compilation album of their greatest hits, as well as a brand new Christmas album. We also welcome up-and-coming Montreal artist Ace Show, but to kick things off, let's do it with new music from Eminem featuring Beyoncé. It's Walk on Water on The Kelly Alexander Show.
I walk on water, but I know Jesus. I walk on water, but only when it freezes.
Why are expectations so high? Is it the bar I set, my arms I stretch, but I can't reach? A far cry from it, or it's in my grasp, but as soon as I grab squeeze, I lose my grip like the flying trapeze. Into the dark I plummet, now the sky's blackening. I know the mark's high, butterflies rip apart my stomach, knowing that no matter what bars I come with, you're gonna heart gripe, and that's a hard fight getting to swallow. So I scrap these as pressure increases like khakis. I feel the ice cracking because it's the curse of the standard that the first of the Mathers disc set. Always in search of the verse that I haven't spit yet. Will this step just be another misstep to tarnish whatever the legacy, love, or respect I've garnered? The rhyme has to be perfect, the delivery flawless. And it always feels like I'm hitting the mark till I go sit in the car, listen and pick it apart. Like this shit is garbage. God's given me all this, still I feel no different regardless. Kids look to me as a god, this is retarded. If only they knew, it's a facade and it's exhaustive. And I try not to listen to nonsense, but if you bitches are trying to strip me of my confidence, mission accomplished. I'm not godsend, Nas, Rakim, Pac, Big, James, Todd, Smith, and I'm not Prince.
So I walk on water, but I ain't no Jesus. I walk on water, but only when it freezes, 'cause I'm only human, just like you.
I'm a Rubik's, a beautiful mess, at times juvenile, yes, I goof and I jest, a flawed human I guess, but I'm doing my best to not ruin your expectations and meet them. But first, the speed em verse, now Big Sean, he's going too fast, is he gonna shout or curse out his mom? There was a time I had the world by the balls eating out my palm. Every album song I was spazzing the fuck out on, and now I'm getting clowned and frowned on. But the only one who's looking down on me that matters now's Deshaun. Am I lucky to be around this long? Begs the question though, especially after the methadone is yesterday fades, and the Dresden home is burnt to the ground, and all that's left of my house is lawn. The crowds are gone, and it's time to wash out the blonde. Sales decline, the curtain's drawn, they're closing the set, I'm still poking my head from out behind. And everyone who has doubt, remind, now take your best rhyme, outdo it, now do it 1,000 times. Now let them tell you the world no longer cares or gives a fuck about your rhymes. And as I grow out of sight, out of mind, I might go out of mind. 'Cause how do I ever let this mic go without a fight when I'm made of fucking tightrope out of twine? But when I do fall from these heights, though, I'll be fine. I won't pout or cry or spiral down or whine. But I'll decide if it's my final bow this time around. 'Cause
I'll walk on water. drown.
Cause I'm just a man, but as long as I got a mic, I'm godlike. So me and you are not alike. Itch, I wrote Stan.
Hanging by the bar at sunrise, with our bodies talking. Hooked up last week, had a good time, so I regret nothing.
She Don't Know But She Knows off her brand new album Blue Lips on the Kelly Alexander Show. And if you have a chance, make sure to check out Tove Lo's entire album. There are lots of great songs to listen to as well as to groove to. Hi, it's Kelly, and recently we were able to hook up with the boys of Hanson, who, as you know, had a massive hit in 1997 with Mbop. The boys' careers have continued to flourish over the last two decades, and they let us in on what has been going on.
The Kelly Alexander Show.
We are very excited to welcome the boys of Hanson to the Kelly Alexander Show. Hello, guys.
Hey, how are you?
I am so great. I have to tell you that right off the top, you were on my bucket list in my career of interviewing bands, so I'm so happy to finally get you. It's taken me like 15 years.
Perfect. Happy to help.
Got you. This year has been a good year. I got Melissa Etheridge,
nice.
Katie Lang, and now you guys.
Awesome.
So I'm very happy about this. So I wanted to start off by talking about the busy year that you guys have had. 25th year anniversary as a band, and then 20th anniversary of Mbop. Is that why you guys are so busy this year? Because you have a Christmas album coming out, then you put the Greatest Hits album. Like, was it a big plan to like go nuts?
Well, it was partially a plan of saying to ourselves, well, the 25th year is a really big year, and it just so happens
to kind of
like
go nuts. But
go nuts is not really the right term.
We've been building up to this year. We spent the last couple of years building our beer company, and we have a beer and music festival in Oklahoma. And it just, it seemed like it was a good year to really do a lot of touring and release a lot of music, because 25 years is a big deal, and we want to recognize that and celebrate that with our fans. I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, we know that the only reason we're still here is because there are so many people who have chosen to make us their band, you know, to make us that experience that they come to with their friends and their husband or wife or, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend or kids or whatever it is, year after year, keep coming back.
When it came time for you guys to decide the songs on the Greatest Hits package, was that a difficult battle? Was there arm wrestling matches going on?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit.
A little bit. I mean, luckily, one of the things that we did do first was we actually kind of very cryptically reached out to the fan community and just said, hey, if you could pick 25 songs that represented our band, what would those songs be for you? And so we did that, and we had a lot of folks reply with a lot of really interesting songs. It was actually very, very cool to kind of see what they did. And what was actually also really cool about it was their list right off the bat was actually really close to our kind of first draft of a list, which was also kind of amazing.
Confirmation, I think, for a lot of us. Yeah. Because more than just the singles, there's these elements of sharing sort of what was the musical sound, the difference, the shift in each record as you go through this whole career. And that's hard to do. I mean, you're leaving stuff off. You know you're leaving some of your own favorite songs off. You know you're leaving fan favorites off, because you can't get everything in 25, 26
but
songs.
But that's not really the point, is kind of the thing. It's kind of like a taster, exactly. I guess. Yeah.
I mean, whenever you're putting together a collection, you know you're leaving certain things out. But we felt like the goal with this album was to create an essential list that was really coming from us. You know, we've released more records on our independent label than we have when we were signed at the first major. And so this is the first time that we've collected a list of songs that goes all the way back to the beginning of the first major release, all the way up till now. And we feel like if you listen to this record or download it, stream it, whatever it is, you know, you really get a sense of where we've been. And it kind of invites you into the world of Hanson. And so for fans that kind of have all the different products, it's one place, it's one list. And then for people that, a lot of people are discovering the band for the first time, you know, in the last 5 years or the last 10 years or this year, because of a lot of excitement for this tour. And so it's our way of sort of saying, hey, chapter one, 25 years, you know, here it comes together. And you're always going to leave certain things out because it's impossible to put it all in there.
When it came time to the Christmas album, I love that you've got original tracks, but then you've got these amazing classics. And there's so many amazing classics, and I feel like you picked all the good ones. So was that?
We thought we'd picked all the good ones on the first one, and so maybe it took us 20 years to come up with a new list. Yeah. We did a Christmas record called Snowed In 1997. And we thought, oh gosh, you know, are we really going to do a Christmas record? But once we did it, we really had a blast. And a lot of people, that's been something that come back to year after year. With this list, we felt like we did kind of pick the last favorite song, group of songs. And I mean, Finally It's Christmas is a celebratory record. You know, it's a record that you put on at the Christmas party. It does have a mix of original songs. And then it has some twists. Like we have Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time, which the original version is not nearly what ours is. You know, we really kind of took some creative license with it.
And, in fact, actually, technically wrote a whole other section.
Yeah. So we combined, we created a new section on it. And then like a kind of a modern classic, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas, which is a really fun song. And then we have some, you know, some 50s, 60s songs, you know, Winter Wonderland and Blue Christmas and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, you know, some.
We've managed to, you know, be true to what's great about the originals, but add a flavor that I think you haven't heard these songs performed necessarily in this way. Just a little bit of, you know, that band spirit. I think sometimes that gets lost. People go and they make a Christmas album and it turns into a crooner album. And we go, well, that's not what we want to do. This is still about the party. This is still about the band, the sound of the drums and the guitar and the bass playing together, the sound of the keys. So hopefully I think when people put it on, it just makes you feel that sort of celebration, that I want to deck the halls kind of feeling. Yeah. Not turn on the fire and, you know.
Baby, yourself a sexy little Christmas.
Yeah, I'll put on something skinny. Skimpy for Santa. Like, that's not what you're going to feel.
When did that happen?
Mariah Carey. when it comes to the four original songs on the album, first of all, I want to know, did you guys record this in like June, like when it's all hot? Okay, good.
We recorded it last Christmas, actually, or last fall. We made the record and then we had Christmas in 2016. We're like, gosh, Christmas is forever. It never ends. And it
technically began in October of 2016 and wrapped up in February of 2017.
Yeah.
Lots of Christmas.
Of Christmas. And, you know, I mean, this has been a big year. Like, we knew it was coming. We, like Zach said, we did pause kind of our traditional touring cycle for 2 years. And we're really excited that we're you know, got a lot of fans engaged all over the world on this tour and with the record release. And it's a great way to end with the Christmas record and then kind of gets us set for, we're have some really fun ideas for next year. So,
and I wanted to ask, you guys are all dads of multiple children.
Yes.
So, and the fact that you did kind of have a bit of a break with the touring for a while, was it hard for you guys to get back out on the road? Because I'm sure daddies are needed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dad being gone for this long is definitely a big deal in my house. I mean, my wife and I's youngest is a daughter, and she is very, very expressive in her opinions on things. And especially when it comes to dad being on. It's really funny because my wife has kind of had to come up with new sets of vocabulary that she really understands for the whole, like, dad's gone for a long time.
He is coming back, though, I promise.
Yeah, because I mean, it is the first time for her specifically that I've been gone for this
at least
extent
of remember.
Time. Yeah, that she can remember, yeah.
You know, the thing about our job is, even when we're home, like, we're working long hours because we run a small business, right? Whether it's the beer company, whether it's the label that we release our own stuff through, or all the merch and fan club stuff that goes with that, planning events, planning our festival that happens every May. You know, we do destination events with the band. So every January we go to Jamaica and take fans with us. Like there's all kinds of things. And so it's not that when we're not touring, we still have kind of crazy hours. And our kids see that, and they see, I think, the importance of work and the importance of, like, when you get to do something you love, it's okay to work that hard for it, because mm-hmm. that's how you get that job. And you just try to normalize it as much as you can. And whether it's FaceTiming kids or, you know I get on with the Xbox with my son a lot of nights and, like, hey, how you doing? How I just finished the show. What are you up to? How's school? Did you finish your reading? You know, that kind of stuff.
And he's like, maybe. Yeah. Let's play video games.
Video games, go. You know, you find ways to make it your own version of normal. And it's hard, but I think that's just the nature of sort of living this extraordinary lifestyle and the things it provides.
I think the key is that they know that you care about them when you're there. That, and at the end of the day, all the absence just makes it better.
That's for sure. Now, I have to ask you, three brothers, and I think on some level someone would say, oh, of course you're going to be in a band together and you're going to stay in a band together, of course. But there are brothers that hate each other. So the fact that you guys have lasted this long, it has to be something else just than brothers that you guys stay handsome.
Well, it's mostly everything else but brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a common bond with being family, no question. And we have, I mean, singing together is one of the biggest things. I mean, just... Our natural inclination
sense of humor stuff definitely plays to that.
Yeah, and you also know where all the skeletons are, so you can just give each other a hard time. But I think it's music, really. It's always been about music. And, I mean, we had the strange thing of having such success young that we obviously have that as a part of our story. And, you know, this when we first came out, oh, there's just some novelty qualities to this because of how young we were. But all the way back to the beginning, it's been true that the music is what's kept us together, and it's still the thing that keeps us, because you do all the other stuff, you know, for the ability to go out and write songs and play songs, make records, do shows. That's actually the job description, you know, like learning to do interviews and meet people and do meet and greets and travel. Like, those are the things that you kind of do in order to facilitate what we actually do with music. And so brothers, I think being brothers is really like, there's some glue there. Like, there's some, like, insurance, so, you know, that says, like, if said person does X, then it's harder to, you know, get out.
I thought the glue was actually mom being like, listen.
Yeah, we do share the same parents, so.
You're going to have to be nice to your brother. We just don't want to have that talk.
But our mom says that all the time to me, and I don't do it.
Yeah. I want to take you back to the late 90s for a second. When everything was blowing up, because I remember watching you guys, of course, on like MTV and like all that stuff, and just... And being kind of, we're not that far. I'm a bit older than all of you, but we're not going to talk about that. but I remember going, I don't know how they live. Like, it's just constant. Were you guys able to enjoy the ride, or was it all a blur and you could only sort of go back later?
I think I mean, at least for me, I mean, I feel like we enjoyed it a lot. I mean, I don't think, you know, I mean, I wish that we would have, I wish that I wish that we would have done even more concerts than we did in the beginning of that record, because the amount of, I mean, because we were always, you know, we kind of always had the road bug because we were musicians. I mean, that's how we got discovered, signed, made records and all that stuff in the first place. So, I mean, there was a lot of like flying around doing like random, like, you know, us and acoustic guitar kind of promotional type stuff. And I don't know that real quick, we were all like, we need to play shows. But besides that, I mean, that's just one of those things where you're just like, oh, that's a detail.
I don't even think of that in the past tense. You say, did you enjoy the ride? I'm like, well, the ride's not over.
No, the ride's not over. I meant like, I guess the insane crazy of that time.
Is, things, when things are insane and crazy, those are both two things that I don't think anyone enjoys, insane things or crazy things, right?
Right.
So anything that was insane or crazy or life, you know, threatening, I mean, that's something you're getting through. So.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah. as far as
you guys did just recently jump out of a plane.
Yeah,
though.
But that wasn't insane, crazy, or life threatening. That was just like beautiful.
Thrilling. I will say.
Depends on who you ask.
One thing you have to remember is like we. You know, it's a little bit like asking a skateboarder that went to the Olympics whether they got to enjoy the ride. Yeah. I mean, the ride was going to the Olympics as a skateboarder. Mm-hmm. So if you are that person or the X Games, I guess there's no Olympics for X, you know, I'm thinking of the
snowboarding.
Snowboarding, whatever. You're there doing what you feel like you were meant to do. And that is enjoyable. And in between, it's very hectic. I mean, it's a little bit like signing up to, like, you know, you're putting yourself in a public situation, so you begin to lose like some of the regular stuff that some people get to experience, and you know, and have to be more aware of it. Like, hey, if I say certain things, somebody else is like a million people are going to know I said it. Or, but I think that's sort of part of the package, you know. So we've always had fun, and we also always had good friends and family close by. One of the reasons why I think we, you know, have continued to be able to make sort of hard decisions, and is because we've had people around us that they don't care if we're famous.
Yeah,
you know, they don't care if
we don't spend time around sycophants.
Yeah, they
that's
tell us
word of the day, people.
They tell us what we don't necessarily want to hear, and you know, family has always been important. Yeah. And so when it all falls apart and it all goes away, those are the things that matter.
And when you guys were in those late 90s, I always wanted to know, who did you guys look up to as bands or artists at that time? Because obviously you guys were in the whirlwind, right. But
did you look up to
anyone? Billy Joel, James Taylor, Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as artists that were breaking at that time.
Yeah, around that.
Well, I mean, a lot of artists that many of which we have friendships with because we were doing it at the same time. I mean, we loved the Wallflowers, Ben Folds, Fastball, Blues Traveler. I mean, these are all guys that were out doing it, you know, and breaking around, you know, similar time. Definitely look up to them. And oftentimes those are really our peers. A lot of those guys are 10 or 15 years older than we are. But they were
kind of what we do.
Yeah, we were a band, you know, trying to make it. And our early influences and the people we look up to were the early rock and roll pioneers and soul singers and then singer-songwriters and craftsmen, you know, like you
Sam
mentioned.
Sam Cooke, Sam and Dave, Otis Redding, Aretha Franklin.
Early rock and roll, Little Richard, Aretha. Yeah. And then, you know, of course,
Jackson 5,
you know, losing Jackson. Somebody like Tom Petty, you know, yesterday was completely devastating because I think middle of our, you know, career, we really discovered, you know, the Heartbreakers and Tom Petty.
Well, I discovered
his writing.
I discovered Tom Petty. I mean, we all did. During, you know, a Casey Kasem broadcast where he's breaking into the top 40 with his latest song, Mary Jane's Last Dance, you know.
And for us,
and that
was
off
new.
His greatest hits. And then you, like, go get the greatest hits and start going backwards, which also was how Aerosmith was also a huge one for us, too. And that was through the Get a Grip record and then going backwards. So, you know, I mean, for us, you know, those two artists who also had careers in the continued and even rejuvenated careers in the 90s. Through songs like those and records like those were really big deals for us. And I mean, those are examples.
We admired people that were doing what we hoped to be doing in our 50s and 60s. That's still the people we look up to.
Yeah. Cool. Now, before I let you go, I wanted to, that I got three brothers. I have to play our game that we sometimes play with bands. Do you know your bro? So you got to do this. Okay. So Zach, who is Taylor's favorite artist of all time?
I have no idea.
Really?
I mean, if I say someone, it will just be a lie because I know it's changed.
Okay.
You can probably pick
I'll guess Michael Jackson.
That's probably true.
Okay, there we go. Isaac, did Zach have a celeb crush when he was growing up? And if so, who was it?
I have no idea.
We don't know our bro.
You're failing, I have to say.
When you said that, I thought to myself, I don't even know if I know that answer.
These are questions that brothers don't ask each other.
They don't ask each other.
Yeah, because honestly, yeah. I mean, I like you, like the whole favorite TV show. Honestly, I've never actually thought about that.
Yeah. Right, you like The Walking Dead.
There you go.
I love The Walking Dead. Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
And before I let you go, final message for your fans, because I'm so happy that people around the world are going to get to see this. So what would you like to say? Because they've been with you guys for so long. We all love you. And the fact that you're still going strong is great. You're not even 40.
Yeah.
Yes, we got a little ways to go on that one. I mean, I think those that have stuck with us know how appreciative we are. And so our main message is thank you for coming out to the shows. Thanks for showing us so much love on this tour. And go celebrate Christmas with us.
Yeah.
You know,
well, the
soon.
Future's bright. I mean, next year we have big plans for more touring and more new music. Right now we're thinking about Christmas. We're thinking about, we've got Christmas shows coming up. We've got a new Christmas album. Even if you don't love Christmas music, I think this might be your cup of tea.
I realized too, we kind of skipped over the new song, I Was Born. If you haven't already gotten it, go check out the new single, which is On the Greatest Hits, but you can go get that as well. And it really captures an energy and a spirit that I think is at the heart of why we are doing what we do, which is that sort of purposeful optimism, you know, looking to wake up every day and go for it and go after the crazy idea. Yeah. And so to everybody that's, you know, helped us do that,
we salute you.
Yeah.
And they're really cute in real life, I have to tell you, just so you know. Guys, thank you so much for doing this. And I have to tell you, too, the cover art for the Christmas album is awesome. I love it. I love
the great.
Scarf. The scarf is good. Everybody's posing good. Hanson hanging out on the Kelly Alexander Show.
Mats Hansen with Mbop, and let's continue to party with the boys as we get into the spirit of the season with music from their brand new holiday album. Finally, it's Christmas with their version of Winter Wonderland on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Kelly Alexander Show.
On the way, a chat with Montreal artist A-Sho, but first check out the new lead single from Stone Temple Pilots' upcoming new album. The band has finally found a new lead singer after the untimely death of their former lead singer, Scott Weiland, a couple years ago. His name is Jeff Goot, and see if you think he's got what it takes to front STP. The song is called Meadow on the Kelly Alexander Show.
Alexander Show.
new music from Stone Temple Pilots called Meadow, and their new album, which is yet untitled, will be released in 2018 with a tour to follow. Hey, it's Kelly Alexander, and recently we sat down with a very talented Montreal artist who has been working very hard to take his career to the next level, even making the tough decision to move to Toronto to be in the thick of things. This is A Show.
The Kelly Alexander Show.
We are so happy to welcome to the Kelly Alexander Show, A Show.
Yes.
Hi.
Great to see you, Kelly.
I'm How's so happy. I'm great, and I'm so happy to have you on the show. I'm proud of you because you keep grinding, keep doing your thing. And now, talk to us about this new partnership you've got with Sony, because I know you release music sort of with other venues, I guess, yep, before, but now you have major label support.
Totally, yeah, great question. So in the past, up until now, I've been releasing music on like independent labels, getting a few different labels to work with each other to just try to get my numbers up on Spotify, really, because that's like the new thing that, you know, labels are looking at. Mm-hmm. And so I actually connected with Sony at Canadian Music Week.
Okay.
And I took the opportunity to set up a one-on-one session with a Sony rep over there, and it just went really well. I pitched them, you know, a song on the spot, and showed them my Spotify numbers, and one thing led to another, and you know, here we are.
That's awesome. Now, I actually want to ask you about Spotify and other streaming services. Like, how do you feel as an artist? Because I just read an interview with Rodney Jerkins, as you know, amazing R&B producer.
Totally.
And he was talking about how, as a songwriter, like, these streams, like, you're not getting paid properly. Like, it's like they haven't quite caught up with the math on that end of things.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? Like, are you concerned? I mean, there's really no going back. But, like, as an artist, what do you feel about the streaming services?
It's a great question. So, there's two different methods of getting paid. There's three different methods, really. There's your songwriter royalties,
mm-hmm,
there's your shows, and then there's, like, the royalties you get on the master. Basically, with Spotify, the royalties you get on the master, those are, if you're getting paid out from that directly, whereas if you have a major record label deal, it's a different situation. But if you're just, like what I used to do with my previous track, On My Way, for example, I would see those checks in my pocket directly from Spotify, you know?
Okay.
And those are significant numbers. And Spotify, to be honest with you, is revitalizing the music industry. You know, but as a songwriter, it's a different story. Songwriting royalties, unfortunately, are not very prominent yet on streaming platforms. So if I were to write a song for, I don't know, Taylor Swift, even mm-hmm, if it blew up, I still wouldn't see too much money. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
But if I'm writing my own song and I'm releasing it and I own the wrote the song and I'm performing the song, then that's when you're gonna see a little more income. Yeah.
Okay. Now, new single is called Feel Something.
Yeah.
Explain what it's about and what you want the audience to take away from it.
Basically inspired by the fact that we live in a day and age where an Instagram notification means more to us than like a face-to-face conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And where, you know, mainstream media outlets and social media are just feeding us so much clickbait, and it's kind of numbing at times. And the goal with Feel Something is to, you know, quote unquote, make people feel something and make people remember that human connection is the most important, you know, part of our society, and it's what keeps society moving forward. So yeah, that's pretty much the concept behind Feel Something.
Now, recently we had the Las Vegas shooting, which is just another in a long line of incidents that are happening at music-based events.
Right.
And I wanted to ask you, as a performer, how did it hit you? Like, did it hit you where you're like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Like, I mean, it's scary on all levels, whether you're on Jason Aldean level or, right, you know, other people that are still up and coming.
The main thing with me is, like, when that happened, like, and when that keeps happening in the U.S., you keep just realizing how thankful you are for being a Canadian,
mm-hmm,
you know? So that's, like, that's a step one. And, but yeah, of course, like, it's just a tragedy and such a sad situation. But in terms of, I think as musicians and as artists, it's our responsibility to keep being, you know, keep pushing on. Like, even with Ariana and what happened in Manchester, like,
yeah,
she was so confident, and like she even went on and put on like a huge benefit concert following the week after the attack or whatever. And you know, as artists, it's our responsibility to, you know, lead and you know, speak up and be, you know, positive and shed peace, love, and positivity out to the world as much as we can, despite whatever is going on, you know.
Now, switching gears a little bit, I wanted to know who you are listening to right now in your MP3 player in the car. What are you doing?
Yeah, my main man, John Bellion. He's my number one.
Okay.
Have you heard of Midget Jordan?
Yes.
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 From mm-hmm, Toronto. Love those guys. Of course, you got the usual suspects, The Weeknd, Drake,
mm-hmm,
these guys. And then on the dance end, there's some really talented dance acts these days, like Odessa, Obviously, you got Skrillex, Diplo. Like, that's I don't know. My spectrum is huge these days. Have you heard of Illenium? He's a new bass house act that's okay. coming up. Yeah. So, yeah.
Somebody to keep on the lookout for.
Check him out. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you this. For certain artists, there's always a place that they want to play. Like, there's like, you know, they want to play the Bell Center, they want to play Madison Square Garden, they want to play. What is your dream, like, venue to play where you're going to be like, I made it?
Yeah. Honestly, right now it's the Bell Center because this is the hometown crowd and mm-hmm. like, you know, obviously Madison Square Garden and all these legendary places, like that's the goal for sure. But I want to start off with repping my hometown and bringing, you know, my artistry out to the masses here in Montreal first, for sure.
Fantastic. I did want to ask you too, if you were hanging out in a rainstorm and you had an umbrella, who would you keep under the umbrella with you? Would it be Sam Smith or would it be like Rihanna?
100% Riri.
Okay.
My girl Riri. Yeah.
Okay.
I would. I like what you did there. Umbrella. That's your song too.
Yeah.
You're a genius. Yeah, you're
I'm going to use that clip. I'm a genius over and over. I'm going to make a GIF and a meme. What message do you like to have? Because right now, you know, the podcast goes around the world and we have listeners over in Asia. We have listeners in England. So what do you want people to know about A-Show that's different from other acts that are out there right now?
Totally. So A-Show is bringing honest songwriting to groovy dance house Montreal influenced beats, and it's a unique combination, and I'm really in a hot spot right now. I'd say like I'm writing the best music I've ever written, and there's so much music to come out, and I couldn't be more excited. And thank you so much
for
the opportunity to be on the Kelly Alexander Show. And I'm really excited for you and your podcast as well. It seems to be flying.
Thank you. It's going, I think, in the right direction. So we're very proud of you. Don't forget where you live in Montreal. I know you're moving to Toronto. Remember us here.
Totally.
And we'll have you back anytime you want. So next single, you let us know. Cool?
Let's do it.
All right. Awesome. A-Show hanging out on the Kelly Alexander Show.
The Kelly Alexander Show.
This ain't love, girl. This a war. All your bullets hit the floor. Now I'm bleeding. Baby, my heart's bleeding. When we love, you beg me for more. Now I'm numb and I can't ignore. You're deceiving. So misleading. Ooh. You close me off, now I am open. Ooh. Our clothes come off, now I am hopeless. I just wanna feel something. Late at night, you're taunting me. Skin to skin, I just wanna feel something. For a reason. That's how young got me feeling old. Body sweat but my heart is cold. Now I'm freezing. I'm on my knees and I just want to
I'm getting kind of over this. I need a metamorphosis. Are you weak as me? If not, do you wanna be? Ooh, I need some tempo that's saving. Ooh, I need some uncomplicated. Help me out, 'cause I don't wanna do this on my own. Help me out,
help me out, 'cause I need something up to calm me down. Help me out.
And Julia Michaels with Help Me Out on The Kelly Alexander Show. Hey, it's Kelly, and a big thank you going out to our guests this week, Hanson and Montreal artist A-Show. Also, a big thank you going out to my producer, Adam Briso. And thanks to you for tuning in. We always appreciate your time. Please make sure to follow us on our social media. You can do so by jumping onto our website, kellyalexandershow.com. And of course, you can sign up to our newsletter, tinyletter.com/kellyalexandershow. Have a great week. And to play ourselves out of here, let's hear new Christmas music from Sia from her new album, Every Day is Christmas. The song is called Ho, Ho, Ho on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Ho, 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 bring a body.